As a wee lass in the Alaskan wilderness, I always did my best in my learning to progress. So you can imagine my excitement when one day I learned to spell the state with the longest name. N-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Drunk on the feeling I thought I could fly. Though only 8 complete I could die. I could spell N-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. I often studied your state in picture books, but some certainly caused me to take a second look. Some were so unrealistic, impossible it seemed. They claimed in December you could still see the color green. I looked out of my window to the frozen tundra far below. It was just a white maze, a canvas of blank snow. I vowed one day that I must surely go to investigate this exotic state so that for myself I'd know. My brain became fevered, I could only think of it. I schemed and I planned, so much thinking nearly made me sick. But how on earth would a small child from Alaska to the deep south one day get? It would take some planning to pull off such a miraculous trip. Perhaps if I joined the circus, I could travel there one day. Or if I were a hobo, I could surely catch a train. But then the idea hit me, it didn't seem that strange if I could just figure out a way to sing upon the stage. So I practiced and I practiced, and I practiced then some more. I imagined Mississippians yelling out, "Encore!" So you can imagine, it really is a dream come true to be standing here on this stage singing now for you. And it all started with N-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Drunk on the feeling I thought I could fly. Though only 8 complete I could die. I could spell N-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. N-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Drunk on the feeling I felt I could fly. My sheer excitement could only be described as pure glee. The state with the longest name was no match for me.